Here's retirement phase expert Phil Cannella with today's report.
Since 2016, the Federal Reserve's plan has been to consistently increase their benchmark interest rate to a point where policymakers would have leeway to battle any future downturn in the U.S. economy. So, has the battle begun against the downturn? A good indicator is the U.S. yield curve. That shows the relationship between short and long-term interest rates of fixed income securities, including bonds and treasury yields. Now, typically, short-term interest rates are lower than long-term rates, reflecting a strong outlook for longer-term investments. For the first time since 2007, before the Great Recession, the U.S. yield curve has inverted, which means short-term rates have surpassed their long-term counterparts. This is an extremely important recession indicator that economists and lawmakers track very closely. The U.S. curve inverted before the recession of 1981, 1991, 2001, and also 2008, the Great Recession. While we are in the longest bull run ever, will history repeat itself? And more importantly, will the Fed react before it's too late?
To hear more stories that will impact your financial future, join Phil Cannella and Joanne Small this Sunday at 8 a.m. on the Crash Proof Retirement Show, only on Legends 100.3.